It's time to bear down with your Chicago Bears' very own Desmond Clark.
Yeah.
Hey, Desmond.
Hi, Desmond.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing fantastic, buddy. What's the good word?
Oh, man, the good word is that the Bears are in the playoffs, and we know NFC North champs. That's the best word that I have.
Dang right, man. It's about time.
Chicago's bear crazy again.
Hey, that's the way it's supposed to be.
So, refresh my memory. When did you play for the Bears? You were a tight end?
Yep, tight end from 03 to 2010.
Got it. Okay, and there was a Super Bowl in there, correct?
Yep. There was that little year when we won 13 games and beat the Saints in the NFC Championship game and went down and played Indianapolis in the Super Bowl, yeah.
Oh, what an exciting year that had to be for you.
It was amazing. It still is and probably will forever be the highlight of my professional career as an athlete, or my entire professional or amateur career as an athlete.
So, Desmond, obviously being there, you know what that feels like. You know what the energy leading up to those moments are like. When you watch this team today in 2018, do you get the same vibe?
You do. So the year before, you know, we went 11-5, but we started off like 1-3 or something like that. And each week in 05 and 06, it just kept building and building. The excitement just kept getting more. It's like, all right, we know we're good, but we're proving to ourselves that we are even better than maybe we thought we were, or, you know, we showing more, you know, of a just a will to win week in and week out. And that stuff builds upon each win, and you just get more excited and more excited. You get more confidence and more confidence, and you can see that's the same thing that's happening to this team. It seems like every time they win a game, they just get a little bit more confident in their ability to go out and beat whoever is on the schedule for the next week.
So it seems like there's a lot of new guys that have not seen a playoff situation playing for the Chicago Bears. What would your advice be for them to not get caught up in all the excitement and the importance of those games in the playoffs? What would your advice be to them?
One of the things that I always disagree with is people say, oh, don't get caught up in the excitement. No, get caught up in the excitement. Get caught up in the buildup. Get caught up in the moment for where you're at right now. Get caught up in, hey, what I've achieved up to this point, and then get caught up in what you got to do next to build on that. I love to see these guys after every game, you know, celebrating those victories. It's hard to win in NFL, but what it does, it gives you an appetite to want more. So I love to see these guys doing that, because now it's all about the party after the game. But you can't have that party unless you win.
Sure.
I love it. I love every minute of it. But it also keeps them in the moment, because there is, you know, that celebration. But most importantly, they know that they got to win the game to have that celebration.
Hey, Desmond, I agree with you 100%, man. I love the idea you're feeling that and you're using that energy to, you know, to bring it to the field. We've been through a couple coaches. You know, we weren't successful under the old regime. You know, new regime is in. Really, how important is it in the leadership role versus talent, right? Is it just that it's a better team, or is it a better coach, or is it better everything?
Well, it's a combination of all of those things. One of the things that I see that this team hasn't come into some of the good teams when, you know, I was there with Levy and the Bears is, first of all, the coach, he's not a micromanager. We all see on his call sheet the slogan, be you. Levy also had the same type of mantra. He let us be men. He always said that he's going to let us be men. But with that, you got to have leadership within the ranks. Mm. And we had great leadership. We had Brian Urlacher. We had Olin Krups and a number of other. I mean, in each position group, there was a leader. And it seems like this team, they have that same leadership. In the past, I don't know if they had the quality leadership within the ranks of the team. So that's hard to just say, okay, you guys go out and be you if you don't have the leadership to police each other and make sure that everybody's staying on track.
Who are the leaders?
The coach doesn't have to do that.
Of the team, of this team now?
Oh, undoubtedly. You got your Khalil Mack. You got your Danny Trevathan. On the offensive side of the ball, I mean, you brought in a guy like Allen Robinson that's been there. You have veterans on that offensive line. You have a quarterback that's young, but it seems like he has stepped up and embraced that role of the face of the franchise. And really, for him to be so young, he's showing that he is a leader. He's showing that he's okay with being the face. So, and those are just a few guys. I'm sure Howard's been there, although he's young. He's showing that he could be a leader, because look at the change of his role from the first 2 years to this year, and you haven't heard a peep out of him. You just see him going out there and playing, and that's leadership in itself.
Interesting. Desmond, who do you think is going to give the Bears the biggest run for that Super Bowl? Who do you think is their biggest nemesis right now?
I would say it's really us.
Yeah.
There is no team out there that I look at that I say, you know what, this is just a better team. You look at New Orleans Saints, some people may say that, but when I think about it, we have a defense that could play with anyone. And when I say us, I'm really looking at the offensive side of the ball first and saying if the offensive side of the ball executes like it should, we'll beat anybody. But then secondarily, we've seen the defense have some hiccups some games also. If we are playing and we're hitting on all cylinders, we're our only competition out there. I really, truly believe that about this team. You take a team like L.A. Rams and just shut them down like we did.
Yeah.
There's no one out there that we should be saying, okay, well, man, if we get this team, you know, this is going to be the toughest team we face. No, the team that's in Chicago is the toughest team that we face, with executing day in and day out and getting there on Sunday and doing it at an excellent level.
Well, they're really exciting to watch. Bears, Niners coming up Sunday, 3:05, right? And then final game of the regular season against the Vikings, December 30th?
That's going to be a good one. Looking forward to that
game.
That's
going to be a real good one. I think the San Francisco game is going to be a real good one, man. This San Francisco team, it's not an easy win, so don't just chalk this one up as an easy win and we're going to get to victory number 11. They got to go out and they got to play well, and it's important for them to play well against this team, because you want to be playing at an all-time level for this season right now.
Well, I would think all these teams are up in their game to play at that level, so I agree with you, man. No one's going to come in and be an easy win at any point from here on forward.
Right. I mean, but usually when you have a team like San Francisco, they lost their quarterback. You know, they know they're not going anywhere. It's late in the season. You'll see some teams that kind of meld it in. But San Francisco is not one of those teams. You just look at their last four games. They've been in every game. They've won a few games. And they're tough. They're a tough team to beat in San Francisco.
We've only got a couple more minutes, but I know you've got something coming up on January 24th, which is going to be perfect timing, right? Between the conference championships and the Super Bowl, the ultimate Bear experience. Tell us about that, Desmond.
Oh, the ultimate Bear experience is for those Chicago Bear fans, those Soldier Field fans, the fans of Desmond Clark. I'm taking you out to Soldier Field on a behind-the-scenes tour that you've never seen before, that you would never have access to unless you come with me, and then we're going to have dinner after that at Bronzeville Community Club, Clubhouse, and that's all going to happen on January 24th. And then we got a VIP package where we're going to be taking you around in some luxury vehicles back and forth to the event, and then do a helicopter tour of Soldier Field and downtown Chicago. It's going to be a great day for any Bear fan, any Chicago fan, any Desmond Clark fan. Just looking for you to come out.
Sounds
fantastic.
Fun.
How do you get involved in that? Is there a website?
There is a website, and it's easy, DesmondClark88.com. All the information is on there. You can buy tickets on there. Limited amount of tickets, limited amount of space, so it's something that you want. And it's a great Christmas gift for a Bear fan also, so check it out.
Now you're thinking, Des. I like it.
And how do people find you on social?
Oh, absolutely. You got to promote, right?
That's it, man.
Yep.
And speaking of which, where can they find you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
All of that is DesClark88, D-E-Z. My last name, Clark88, on all social media.
Excellent.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, Desmond.
All right, thank you guys for having me on.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry
Go
Christmas.
Bears.
Same to you.
Woo!
Hey, 2019 is going to be a good one, right?
That's it, man. Let's do this.
Yes, bear down.
All right, so thanks, Desmond.